seeing the images on television of the miners' strike and the picketing and so on, what kind of emotions did it evoke in you?
Emotions of sadness, I suppose. It just made me sad because I didn't agree with it, but I could understand why they were doing it. I really blame Arthur Scargill and the miners' union. I really do, because I think they were doing it for their own ends. Not for the sake of the miners, and it, you know, I think that, you know, being realistic, the days of the coal mines, you know, were coming to an end anyway, and it was going to happen, and I think it could have been handled far better. I don't think the coal mines had to close as imminently as they did, and there should have been some sort of plan about putting in place alternative employment arrangements so that the whole thing could have been phased, you know, and not just dumping people, you know, into unemployment and the dole and despair, you know, and you know, what's going to happen to our lives now. I think the whole thing was handled very, very badly by government. And I'm not talking politically, you know. I can understand the Thatcher agenda, and she was just determined, you know, that she was going to break the NUM, and that I think got in the way, you know, of putting some plan in place for alternative employment, for the future of those mining communities. Now I think back on it, I think. The whole thing was handled quite disgracefully, I think.